The following Dharma talk was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, it's really nice to be here. Mostly I'm in downtown Oakland all the time, and I go back and forth. I also am on the Teachers Council at Spirit Rock Meditation Center, so I teach a lot of retreats there, and Vipassana retreats and Metta retreats. And then, as Stacey was mentioning, I also go to Peru a lot. So I teach a lot of retreats in South America involving deeper healing work. I'll just leave it at that for now. Leave it there for now. But I'm so happy to be here with you all. It's been really sweet and a long time in the making. It's to come to places, it takes like a year and some time and then this and that and back and forth and then the time arrives, like, you know, you put on your schedule way out. And then here it is. So I just felt that it's a really sweet time to gather with communities, and I wanted to travel outside of the Bay Area. Our center there is huge. Our POC night is every Thursday, and it's usually over 100 people. So it's very, sometimes more than that, depending on who's speaking or what's going on. And they have a POC yoga class that's like 50 people before that. So the whole night from like 5 to 11, it feels like, is POC, you know, of all types, you know. And that's just one of our nights. So it's sweet to come to other areas and feel that I'm helping to support what's happening here with the Dharma. And yeah, and it's just a powerful time to be gathering. So I thought what we would do tonight is just kind of sit together, as we always do at every sitting group, Oakland here, any sitting group I go to, we always spend a half an hour or so sitting together. And then we'll have a little break and then share some Dharma, and then maybe have some Q&A or some groups or, you know, whatever feels right. It'll just happen on its own, you know, in that way. But I really want to welcome everybody here. And is there anybody who just has never been here before? Yeah, so welcome. This first night, first time at Common Ground?
Yes.
Nice. Well, I hope that you keep coming. It's really sweet, and I'm sure people will welcome you in and share all the details of what happens here. But for tonight, we just, you know, we're just going to practice together. And I want to just say something just also about our practice time. You know, it's always just about being here. A lot of times with meditation, we secretly want to escape. You know that feeling? Like, get me out of here. And a lot of meditation practices teach that. Ascension. My sister's a Hindu, and they're always like, ascend to the fifth dimension. And I'm like, honey, no, it's about, I was like, yes, if we all could get to the fifth dimension. I was like, but really the practice is, the Buddha was like, is here and right now, right? This is the place to be, right here, right now, with whatever is going on. And so I just really want to invite your whole heart, body, mind, spirit to just, however it is for you, and, you know, there might be so many things going on. There always is in people's lives, in our lives, in the world. That just whatever it is that you're able to just open to that right here, right now, we'll follow the breath together, we'll be in our body. So that's the invitation, is just, you know, to be real. That's what I, you know, just however it is. It can be all messy. You know, it doesn't have to look all spiritual. Often it doesn't in the reality, you know.
This talk, like all programs at Common Ground, is offered freely in the spirit of generosity. To learn more about Common Ground and its programs, or if you would like to donate, please visit our website, www.commongroundmeditation.org.